Now, my guest, as you can hear today, is Dr. Elizabeth Cook. And tell me about this poem. Leave it all to you now, because you've written a poem. Tell me a bit of the story behind it.
OK. Well, I was brought up in Dorset, in the West Country, and the great poet of Dorset is Thomas Hardy, who wrote a marvellous poem called The Oxen, taking as its starting point the idea that at midnight on Christmas Eve, the animals are suddenly given the power of speech, and they kneel down and speak to God. And there's a beautiful window by John Piper in Iffley Church in Oxford, where the animals have speech bubbles coming out of their mouths, and they speak. They don't just speak, they speak Latin. So this poem is taking that myth as its starting point, but slightly turning it round and suggesting that, on the contrary, we need to be able to listen to the animals. At midnight on Christmas Eve, so the fable goes, the beasts acquire the power of speech and prey upon their knees. But the birds and the beasts don't need our words. It's we who need to hear. They praise the Lord from dawn to dusk on each day of the year. Listen to the owl as she lays out her call so gently on the air. Or watch the hare as he skims the white field wrapped in his close-napped fur. One Christmas Eve, two armies met and found they had song in common, that silent night means stille Nacht, the night when Christ was born, the living word born every day, expressed each moment newly. Inscribed within each DNA is holy, holy, holy. It's heard in the bark of the muntjac deer, in the beat of the swan's strong wings, in the bat's fine tune and the bee's hum, and the robin's determined songs. So let us all on Christmas Eve bow down and hear the creatures who cannot choose but worship God, obedient to their natures.